Today is Wednesday, February 19th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Arabian Horse Day. It's also National Vet Girls Rise Day. I guess that's veterans. It's also National Lash Day, and finally, National Chocolate Mint Day. As I get older, my tastes change. And one of them is I used to really not enjoy mint chocolate. And because I felt like it tasted like basically mixing toothpaste with chocolate. Because all of your toothpaste is minty flavored. And so when you eat something minty, you're thinking, oh, toothpaste. And so it was not something that I liked before. Now I think there are some versions of it that I like. And I'm okay with the mint chocolate chip ice cream on occasion. I don't know if I would order it, but if it was served to me, I would eat it. Also, I do like the little, I don't even know if they still serve them, but I assume they do. They used to give these little chocolate mints with the, with Andy's chocolate mints. I don't know if Chachi people will know the answer to this, but let's see. Hey, ChatGPT. She's not answering. I bet she can't hear me. ChatGPT, hello? Hello? ChatGPT, how are you doing? How are you doing, ChatGPT? Let me look at the settings here and see. Sometimes my audio settings get messed up. Hey, ChatGPT. Nope, she's not hearing me. All right, well, I guess I won't. I even forgot what I was going to ask, so it doesn't matter. But we were talking about mint. Oh, yeah, does Olive Garden still? I'll just type it in. I don't need a voice. Does Olive Garden still serve the Andes mints with your bill? Let's just see what they say, what it says. Continues to serve their signature Andes mints with the bill. This tradition has been in place for over 35 years, offering guests a sweet conclusion to their meal. These mints are a custom version of the classic Andes creme de menthe, featuring a special flavor manufactured exclusively for the restaurant chain. If you're interested in obtaining more of these mints, some guests have reported success by asking their server for extras or even purchasing a box directly from the restaurant. However, availability and policies may vary by location. Well, there you go. Knowing is half the battle. We're just going to assume that the AI is correct. Because, you know, that's what's going to happen. All these hallucinations, people are just going to assume, even though hallucinations happen and AI gets things wrong, I think people are just going to assume that it's right. And so either, you know, they're going to become more and more right to the point where it's very rare for them to be wrong, which is likely what will happen. Or we will just have people people who are like quoting ChatGPT with wrong answers all the time. So I don't know. I don't know which it's going to be, but something like that is definitely going to happen. And I think in the interim, while hallucinations happen, I'm sure there are already people out there who just believe everything that it tells them. I don't care. Like if ChatGPT is wrong on whether Olive Garden is serving Andy's mints still, it's not going to ruin my life. But I wouldn't trust it on some things, you know, right? I'm not going to let it run my stock portfolio just yet. Although I did see an article where, oh, use AI to, you know, run your stock portfolio. That exact thing. It's like, oh, you get 80% returns. I don't know. I'm making that up. I don't remember what it was, but it was some, you know, hyperbolic blog post saying, oh, you're going to get all of these massive returns if you use AI. I would have AI do the research. Although I try not to make too many decisions myself. I mostly do, and Mark is kind of my financial advisor when it comes to buying stock, because he seems to have such good luck. Maybe it's just because he's lucky, but so if he recommends something, or he starts talking about, oh, I think it might be a good time to buy so-and-so, then I may just buy a few shares of whatever he's saying. But for the most part, I do index funds and things where it's a mixture of like the entire stock market, and there's REIT or the real estate ones. That's another one that I do. Is it a REIT? I don't know. Something like that. But anyway, I do those. But I have been doing just a few little onesie-twosie stocks. Like, I did buy some Alphabet, Google, a couple of years ago. And that's doing okay. I did buy NVIDIA recently, like I told you guys. So I am making it, but I'm doing it with small amounts of money, just a small percentage of my portfolio. Because if they hit big, they hit big, and I really make a lot of money out of it. But if they do poorly, it's just a small percentage of my overall portfolio. So it's probably fine. But regardless, I don't play around much. All of that to say, I don't know if ChatGPT is correct about Olive Garden. Because now, I feel like now they don't even bring a bill. It's on a touch screen. So I don't remember getting those mints last time I was in, but they must still have them. They must still have them. Surely they still have these mints. Well, it is snowing as I record this. I'm recording this on Tuesday, and it is snowing blizzard-like conditions. Now, Mark said, oh, we should put a stick out in the yard, and so we know roughly how many inches, because theoretically, we could get anywhere from 6 to 12 inches, which for us, and those are not AOL inches. Well, I don't know yet. We'll let you know. But basically, it tends to be that we get less than what is predicted, generally speaking. Except when I first moved here and we got 24 inches. And I thought it was going to be that way. I was like, great. We get so much snow. I'm going to love it here. And we don't get much snow. I mean, it's probably global warming, but that has never happened again. It's mostly, if we get any at all, 1 to 2 inches, 2 to 3 inches, something like that. But so when they say 6 to 12 inches, we're probably getting like 4. But we'll see. So we have some leftover lumber from when we first moved in here, and I hired my stepdad's company to put a floor in the attic. They had scrap wood that they just left with me because they said, well, there's no sense in throwing this away if you think you might use it in the future. So they left it with me, or with us. And although I hate it that it's been in our garage for 4 years or however long we've owned this house. And I would love to get that scrap wood either stored appropriately, because like there's two huge sheets of plywood, and they're leaning up against the wall next to my car. And so every day when I have to get in my car, I have to maneuver around sheets of plywood. So I really would at least like them to be stored. But this was just a little stick, not a stick, like a, not a 2x4, but like a 2x2 or a 2x something. 2x3. Anyway, regardless, it's kind of the size of something you would see on the back of a political, like, or someone holding a, it's a little bit bigger than that, but anyway, regardless, I don't have a clamp at the moment that was readily accessible, so I held this thing in between my legs, and I took my jigsaw, and I cut a point on the end of it. I'm glad I didn't injure myself, but I cut a point on the end of it, and then I took a ruler or a measuring tape, and I laid it out next to it, and I took a Sharpie, and I marked 1 through 12 inches. with big, huge lines and big, huge numbers. And then I went out in the yard and found a relatively flat spot that was close enough to the house that we would still be able to see it. And I nailed it. I nailed it into the ground. Right now, I would say we're at between 2 and 3 inches. It's been snowing for 6 hours. So it's not, and it looks like it's coming down really hard, but it's very windy. And so I think because it's not coming straight down, probably a lot of it is collecting in corners and stuff because of the wind. So I may not have an accurate reading because the flat ground, it's gonna, but I can't put it where it would collect because that's not accurate either. I don't know. I'm new to this measuring snow. So we'll see. But my stick is showing between 2 and 3 inches at the moment. It's supposed to keep snowing for another, I don't know, 8 hours maybe, theoretically. So we'll get some more. So I had the day off work, like I told you guys, I kept it off. So I've just been working on the trivia project so that I can generate trivia questions and also have a website that I can pull up, and I'm almost done. So, I mean, with the MVP, minimum viable product, is almost done. So I'm doing good on that, doing some work on the ham map behind the scenes, and just relaxing, practicing for the musical I'm playing in as well. I did an hour earlier. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.